USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday delayed a vote on a Senate-passed infrastructure bill, drawing criticism from some members of her party. So-called progressives and moderates within the caucus are battling over a $3.5 trillion budget proposal. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says not to worry.
That's not a sign of dysfunction. That's a sign of Democrats primarily at this point, that we welcome Republican support in the House, trying to work together to get things done for the American people.
Pelosi says more time is needed. Inflation unexpectedly accelerated in August as shortages of a wide range of consumer goods and services drove up prices. The Personal Consumption Price Index for August increased 4.3% from 1 year ago, reflecting increases in the prices paid by consumers for both goods and services, Commerce Department data showed Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Friday that the state will require COVID-19 vaccines for all school children ages 12 through 17 once the FDA grants full approval, becoming the first state in the country to move forward on mandating vaccines for school children.
That's what we are announcing here today, a statewide requirement for in-person instruction for all of our children. We intend to do that once the FDA has fully approved the vaccine, which will give us time to work with districts, give us time to work with parents.
The mandate will not be implemented earlier than January, when the next school term starts. The House of Representatives voted 365 to 51 on Friday to extend for 1 month the authorization for surface transportation funding. The funding was set to be renewed in the over $1 trillion infrastructure bill passed by the Senate, but House Democrats have failed to advance the measure. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed willingness to restore stalled communication lines with South Korea in the coming days. Wendy King has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that Pyongyang would restore severed communication lines with Seoul in early October in a sign of thawing inter-Korean relations. In a speech delivered to North Korea's parliament, Kim said he wanted communication channels restarted to see the recovery of the North-South relations from the present deadlock. Kim said that the progress depends on the attitude of the South Korean authorities, and he noted that the North has neither aim nor reason to provoke South Korea and no idea to harm it. In his address, Kim said that the United States remains utterly unchanged in posing military threats and pursuing hostile policies toward North Korea. He called efforts at engagement no more than a petty trick for deceiving the international community and hiding its hostile acts. Washington responded by calling for North Korea to return to the negotiating table. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Japanese automaker Toyota Motor Corporation outsold General Motors Company in the United States for the first 9 months of 2021 as the Detroit automaker grappled with production problems stemming from the semiconductor chip shortage. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.